Last time we discussed the difference in the Torah between a Zava and a Nida, and the most salient difference for our purposes is the fact that when a Nida sees Dam, she can keep on seeing Dam day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. As long as she stops seeing Dam at the end of day 7, she's free to go to the mikvah on Motzai day 7, as opposed to a Zava Gedola, where after she stops seeing Dam, whatever day that may be, she has to count a full Shem and Nikiyim until she's able to go through the Tara process. At that point, for Zavah, we say Mitzvah Yom Kukula, and Min HaTorah, she can go to the mikvah on day 7. And we also noted the position of Rovi Shodim, not like the Rambam, as far as the difference of the definition of Yud Alef Yom Bei Nida Linida. And according to Rovi Shodim, the way we assume Lalafa, a woman sees Dam at a normal time, which is Dam Nidus, and after you start counting 7 days from when she saw Dam Nida, the following 11 days, if she sees Dam, that would be Dam Ziva. And then if she doesn't see Dam during those 11 days, whenever she sees Dam again, that's going to be Dam Nida. So Min HaTorah, with that calculation, it should follow that 95% or maybe more of women that have a regular cycle will only be seeing Dam Nida. And therefore, Min HaTorah, women experiences a regular Re'iyah. So if she sees Dam for less than 7 days, then she's only out for 7 days and she goes to the mikvah on Motzai day 7. However, the Gemara tells us on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis that there were two layers of an additional Dirabanan calculus that totally shifts our calculation of Tara for women. The Gemara says towards the bottom of the Amud Samach Vav Amud Aleph, the very end of the shoreline, sorry. Amr Yehuda Merav, Hiskin Rabbi Besados, Rabbi made a Takana Besados, different Girsos and Rishonim, whether the word is Besados, that's what we have, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Malkum She'ein B'nei Torah Ve'einan Yodos Limnos Pesach Nidos, Masai Hinyamei Nidim, Masai Hinyamei Zo. So women out in the, literally the fields, and the boondocks, women who didn't have the proficiency to make the practical determination as to what's considered to be Dam Nida, what's considered to be Dam Ziva. So Rebbe made a Takana Besados, Ra'asa Yom Echa Teshev Shishavahu, Shnayim Teshev Shishavahein, Shlosha Teshev Shiva Nikiyim. And then, Amar Rav Zeira, B'nos Yisrael, L'chmir Al-Atzman, Shafila Ro'os Tipas Dam Kekardol, Yoshua Saleha Shiva Nikiyim. So let's try to unpack first the Takana of Rebbe, and then the Minag B'nos Yisrael, reflected by Reb Zeira. So Rebbe, in our Girsa, has three levels of his takana for the Am Sheva Sados. Number one is if a woman sees Dam Yom Echad, then she sits 6 days in addition to the day of the Re'iyah. Says Rashi, Shisha Vahu, Kedin Torah, V'shema Bimei Nidahu. So if there's going to be Dam Ziva, and she only sees on one day, that's a Zava Katana, then she's Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom, and then she's home free. If she's a Nida, so she sees Dam in one day, that's day one of a count of seven. So even if the next 6 days are clean, she has to wait until the end of the seventh day to go to the mikvah. So the way Rashi explains, according to Rebbe, if she sees Dam for one day, if she's a Nida, there's no Chumra here. That's a Din D'oraisa, that a Nida waits 7 days, and as long as she stops seeing Dam at the end of day 7, she goes to the mikvah. So Rebbe's not adding anything over the Din D'oraisa Nida. The Chumra is only al etzad that she's a Zava, so if she only sees one day, that should be a Zava Ketana, a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, because we're Mesopic. Maybe even if she thinks it's Dam Ziva, it might really be Dam Nida. So you have to have the chumras of Dam Nida and go through 7 days of Yemei Nidusa. So that's Rasa Yom Echa Teshuv Shishavahu, where the chumra is Alatzada, she's a Zava Kitan. Next, Shnayim Teshuv Shishavahei. If she sees Dam in two consecutive days, then she has to count six in addition to those two for a total of 8 days, before she could be Mitaher herself. So what's that calculation? If she's a Nida, it's Dam Nida for the first 2 days, so she should only need a total of 7 days. If it's Dam Ziva, so then again, she's still a Zavak Tana, only seeing Dam for 2 days, then she's still Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. So what's the calculus here? Anyway, you slice it. If she's a Nida, it should be 7 days. If she's a Zava, it should be 2 days plus Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. So what's the Takana of Rebbe here? It says Rashi, Shnai in Teshiv Shishi Vehein, L'chumra, Shema Rishon Sov Zov, V'sheni Tchilas Nida. No, there's another possible calculation here. If she's a Nida for both days, it should be 7 days. If she's a Zava for both days, it should be 2 days, then Shemes Yom Kineged Yom. But maybe the first day is the end of Yimei Ziva, the second day is the end of Yimei, is the beginning of Yimei Nida, in which case, the second day that she's Sodam is day one of the count of seven Limei Nidusa. So, the first day that she sees Dam, that's part of the Zava calculus. The second day she sees Dam, that's day one of 7 days of Yimei Nidusa, and that's how you get a total of 8 days. Yep, so that's how Rashi explains the Shnai and Teshev Shisha V'Hein. Tosus argues, Tosus Dirimaskel Shnayim, different consideration, Shema Rasa Yom Rishon Dam Yorok V'Eino Min Haminyan. No, maybe on day one it's really Dam Tahor. Maybe it's Dam that's not Dam Nida, not Dam Ziva, not Dam anything. It's not Dam Tame at all. So she thinks that the first day is really Dam Nida, but in reality it's nothing. And the second day is really day one of the 7 days of Nidas. According to Tosfos, that's the consideration how we get 2 plus 6 according to Rebbe. There is another Girsa that the Rif has. By the way, I realized when we gave our Hagdama last week, I neglected to make a couple points about the location of Rishonim. So I assume you noticed by now that the Rif on Hilchos Nidus printed at the end of Gemara Shavuos. You may not have noticed it because of all the new fancy Gemaras, they make it easier for you and print it at the end of Nida, but it doesn't belong there. The Rif and the Mordechai, the Rhino, the Rif, the Mordechai on Hilchos Nida appear in the second parak of Shavuos in the classic printings of the Vilna Shas. In this Gemara, they have it in the end of Nida. I assume you all have new Gemaras, probably have it there also. But if you're ever looking at an old Gemara and are wondering where the Rif is, it's in Shavuos. It's not in Nida. The other thing I failed to mention is that there's a Chibur the Ravid on Hilchos Nida called the Bali Nefesh with the Sagas of the Bali Mor, which we'll be referencing a lot as we go on. And also the Ramban has a Hilchos Nida, which in the Ma'arav Ramban is printed together with the Chidushim on the Sechas Nida. Okay, but the Rif has, instead of our Girsa of Shnayim Teshev Shisha V'Heim, the Rif has a Girsa Shnayim Teshev Chamisha V'Heim. That if she sees two days of Dam, then she counts 2 days plus 5 days. So the Rashba discusses this. The Rashba here on Samach Vavim and Aleph, and the Rashba writes as follows. He doesn't like this Girsa, but he explains it. He prefers our Girsa. But he says, the figure is a zoo, Shavuosan Hayomim Hayu Gamnei Akfarim Makirin Sas Bein Dam Tar L'Dam Tame. So even the people out in the fields, the relative Amoraxim had a little bit of a yidia to distinguish between Dam Tar and Dam Tame. Vayu Makiros Ksas Vestos Avalo Iker HaVestos Ulekach Dailahem Bishnayim Ke Iker Nida Daraisa. So we're not worried, whatever the consideration that we have, either Rashi's, maybe day one is Dam Ziva, day two is Dam Nida, Tosus is maybe day one is Dam Tahor and day two is Dam Tameh. That much we're not worried about. We can trust the Am Shavasados that they know a little bit of the difference between Dam Nida, Dam Ziva, Dam Tari, Dam Tameh. And Rebbe's Takana was simply that if you see 2 days of Dam, just like if you see 1 day of Dam, you have to be Choshish, that's Dam Nida, and not Dam Ziva, and she's not a Zavaktana. So if you see 2 days of Dam also, you have to be Choshish, that's Dam Nida, not Dam Ziva, and she's not a Zavaktana, but the Nida, and you have to wait for 7 days. Yeah.
Kaddish of Rebbe, then, according to the Rif, is that we're not going to be mafkin and we need 6 days? I mean, why is Rebbe saying that 3 or 5 days?
No, the Kaddish is that even if you think it's Dam Ziva, then you have to be makbir to treat it as amnida.
He already taught us that with the first.
So it's the same thing, meaning according to the Gersa of the Rif, it's the same level of takana. 1 plus 6, 2 plus 5 is all the same.
Why would I need to elaborate more than saying?
So lafuke, maybe you would have thought like the explanation of Rashi and Tosfos why there would have been a reason to be gozer more.
Right. So the chiddush is that we make it.
The chiddush is that we're not going to go be as machmir as the other pshat would have it, right?
Wasn't the explanation of the Rashi that they understand the difference in the time? So why would there be choshish and stabs in the avinah?
He kind of it's a fine line because his lashon is they're makirin sas beidam tar v'dam tameh, vayu makirin sas vestos velo ikar vestos v'lakach da'ilam mishnayim k'ikar nida d'araisa. But it sounds like there's still some room for confusion on some level, so it's kind of a delicate balance. How far do you go in making a takana?
But then you should just have the 8 days still, like you can still do like the same reason.
So that far, we're not worried. The bottom line. I'm sorry.
No, once the first one's Anita and the second one's Anita, then or you're not sure, then you just go 7 days for the first one.
Yeah, so I mean, the Rashi doesn't like this Gersa, but he says that's, to explain the Gersa Rif, that's what you have to say. That somehow it's a fine line. Where do you, how do you balance what they know, what they don't know, and what's a reasonable takana? Yeah.
Is there any reason to believe though that back to back days of seeing Dam is reason for assuming Ziva?
No, not per se. Meaning if you assume like the Rav Rishonim that Dam Nida is when you expect to see Dam, and then Yud Alef Yom is after that window,
right.
So there's no reason to make that association. Okay. So, but again, Rav Rishonim is the Gersa Lefaneinu Shnayim Teishe Shish V'Hein, and then level number 3 is if she sees 3 consecutive days, then Teishev Shivanakiyah, says Rashi. Aval Shlosha, De'ilu Hava Yimei Ziva, Tzricha Zayin Nakiyim, Hashanami Teishev Shivanakiyim, Shema Vimei Ziva Medes. That's a little bit easier to understand. That, if we assume that people can't readily distinguish between Dam Ziva and Dam Nida, so if you see Dam 3 consecutive days, that's Bichoshesh, that's a Zava Gedola, and then you have to sit Shivanakiyim like a Zava Gedola. Okay. The Tosu Rosh just points out of here is Tosu Rashba. Tosvei Rosh is printed on the margin of the Gemara Nida. So the Tosu Rosh points out that with Takanas Rebbe, the number of days that you count have to be Nakiyim. Because if the point is our Choshesh, we don't know what's Dam Ziva, what's Dam Nida, you have to be mapped in both directions. And if at any point during the count you're going to see Dam, so then if it's Dam Ziva, that's also your Shiva Nakiyim, and you have to start the count again. So as so the Rosh, Rabbi Rishonim write that when it says Shisha Vahu, it means that it has to be Shisha Nikiyim. Shnai Shisha Vahain has to be Shnai Te Shisha Vahain has to be Shisha Nikiyim. Okay, so that's the Takana of Rebbe. To be Machmir Misafek, we don't know what's a Nida, what's a Ziva, so you have to accept what's a Zava, you have to accept the Chumras of both. And that creates a longer count in order to get to the end line of the Tara process. That's Takanas Rebbe. And then Rav Zeira says, "Benos Yisrael lechmir al atzman shafilu roos tipas dam kechardol yoshva saleh shivanikiyim." So Benos Yisrael machmir that even if they see a tipas dam kechardol, tipas dam like a mustard seed, they are Yoshvos, Shiva, Nikiyim. So Pashup Shadu sounds like the Chumra B'nos Yisrael is adding something over Takanas Rebbe La'am Shebesadva. So what is it that the Chumra B'nos Yisrael added over Takanas Rebbe? What's this formulation of a Filu Roas Tipas Dam Kechardol Yoshvos Aleha Shiva Nikiyim? The Talmid Rebbein Yonah in Brachos, the Gemara there in Lamed Aleph quotes this halacha as an example of halacha psuka, where the Gemara says that you should be omeid l'tefillah mitoch halacha psuka. It's either a unequivocal halacha that's not subject to machlokas, or a clear halacha, something that's not going to shtar your concentration while you're davening. So one of the Gemara's examples of halacha psuka is this din of benosis olach nir alachman. So in that Gemara, Rabbeinu Yonah writes as follows. Kaf beis amud aleph bedaf bei rif, in the Gemara in Brachos, Nibra Maskel, Sheafilu. Yesh mefarshim, Shachumra haisa mimnei, Shahaisa mara hadam, ke'ena charda. So one possibility is that afilu rovas tipas dam kechardal, chardal is reflective of the color. That even if it's the color of a mustard seed, they were machmir. And the Rebbe Yonah says that can't be because that's mikra din. As we'll see, that dam kechardal mikra din may be dam tamei. Okay. Then he says maybe shad in the chumra is tibas dam kechardal, the size of a mustard seed, not the color, but the size. That even a minuscule amount of dam is they were machmir on. But that also is not true because that's a mishan daf mem. That dam nidas mitamei b'kolshu. So Ben Yonah says it can't be a function of color because that's mikra din. Can't be a function of size because that's also mikra din. So Ben Yonah explains, rather, that the chumra reflected by Reb Zeira, the min of Benos Yisrael, is that maybe the minimal size of a re'iyah would make you less inclined to embrace the scope of Takanas Rebbe. So he writes as follows: Ela petra davar hukach she'im haya omer dam stam hayino omrim she'im bazeh chumra hukach minei shoshosha batim heim b'isha cheder liya pros. We'll see the Mishnah daf yuzayin ukeshadam meruba. Efshar shemei yom shlosha yomim nekar v'yatsa v'yom risho ma'at v'vesa pnimi v'yom sheni nekar ma'at v'yatsa v'vesa emsai v'afsha v'yom shlishi niska v'yatsa kol v'vesa chitza. So we'll see that dam is metame even before it comes out of the woman's body once it leaves the rachel, once it leaves the makor. So maybe it makes sense to be machmir, even if a woman only sees dam right now, she has a normal re'iyah, but maybe you should be concerned that the dam that comes out of the body now is actually built up in the Beis HaChitzon for the last couple days, and maybe it actually left the rechem 2 days ago. So when the dam comes out now, it's really day three of dam, which would potentially be dam Ziva. Maybe it's Dam Ziva. Maybe it came out of the rachem 2 days ago and it was pent up in the body and finally came out today. And then even if she sees 1 day of Dam, you have to be choshesh that that's Dam Ziva and she's now a Zava Gedola. However, if she only sees a drop of blood, avakashadamu muat, racha gedover lomar shesosha mashahui and hayu, it's very unlikely to assume that if she just sees a mashu of dam today, that that mashu who had built up over 3 days, the kamash v'lan, she'afa pi shehu davar rachok, she'davar mua kol kach, she'a nekar me'ayom shoshi yamim, afilo hachich miru alatzman, v'donu osok, ilu nekar l'gamri, v'yoshev esalav, shiva nekir. So according to the Ben Yonah, there are two levels, if you will, of Chumra over Takanas Rebbe. Because according to Takanas Rebbe, if a woman sees Dam on 1 day, and that's all the Dam she sees, then she has to be Yoshev Shisha Vehe. Right? It's Aleph that she's a Nida, we're not adding anything over the Din Torah. Aleph that she's a Aleph that she's a zava, we're being machmir that you have to treat her as a nida luchomer, right? That's if you see one day of dam. So if you see one day of dam, you cover all your bases by waiting 6 plus 1. According to the Chumra Benos Yisrael of Reb Zeira, the way the Rebbeinu Yonah, Tamid Rebbeinu Yonah understand, no. Even if you see one day of dam, maybe your one day is really 3 days, and maybe she's now a Zava Gedola, because maybe that dam is built up in the body for the last 3 days, and therefore she has to count Shiva Nekiyim in addition to today's day that she sees dam. So then it would be not she Shivahu, but Shivahu. And then Rebbeinu Yonah says, that's not only true if she sees a large volume of dam on that one day, it's true even if she sees a Tibas Dam Kechardol on that one day, that maybe still, as unlikely as it is, there are machmer, maybe you have to be choshesh, so that's a build-up of 3 mashahuyim, and she's really a zava gedola, and therefore requires an additional day towards her tara process. According to Takanas Rebbe, if a woman sees dam for one day, you wait an additional 6 days. According to Reb Zeira, Benos Yisrael, if a woman sees dam in one day, you have to wait an additional 7 days. So the Tibas Dam Kechardol, it's not a reflection of the color. It's not a reflection of the size per se, because the size is mitami anyway, whatever amount of blood comes up, if it's dam in the makor, bar gash, as we'll see. But the size is relevant in expressing the scope, the ad kadei kachness of this chomer benos Yisrael, that where choshesh, maybe there's really pent up dam inside that only came out now, and halachically she's still a zava gedola, even if she only saw a little bit of dam today. Yeah.
How does that work? Isn't that still, presumably going to be 3 consecutive days of seeing dam, right?
So you're saying that in order for the dam to be tameh, it has to come out of the rechitz, even if it's still, if you know that there's dam in the beis achitzon, in the body that came in a rechem, that's going to be mitami you, even if it hasn't come out yet.
Right, it's only one. Three.
No, the chashash is that it was dripping out for the last 3 days.
Into the
right. So that's how Tamid Ben Yon explained this chumra of Benos Yisrael. So if that's the case, the chumra is in the case where she saw dam for one day, but where she sees dam for 3 days, so then Reb Zeira didn't add anything. We were ready from Takanas Rebbe, if you see dam for 3 days, you have to be makir to treat that as a zav gedola, and that's true even if it's a mashu of dam, and that's true even if it's the color of the chardal, to the extent that that's true, as we'll see. So in the case of 3 days, Reb Zeira did not add anything to the Takana of Rebbe. Okay, that's Rebbeinu Yonah. Yeah.
Parshas Rebbe would just be the Sodos, let's say even Bizman Hazeh, if we were to only have Rebbe.
So we'll get there. So that's so the Rebbeinu Yonah didn't understand that way, I don't think. Many of Yishonim did. We'll get there. But if we're working the way I framed the question was with an assumption that we may rebut, according to many. But I framed the question, I believe this Rebbeinu Yonah framed the question, at least as a starting point, that the Tekun of Rebbe, the impetus was for the Amshim and Sodos, but it took hold more broadly across the board.
So the bis sodos would not be like bis, it wouldn't be like for them, it would just be like on account of them, but it's for everybody.
Right. Or potentially that there were 2 stages, and it was a third stage, but it could be that bit is right. It could be that there were 2 stages. That
the first dachshund,
that the first stage was only for them. And then it was Nispashet. And then, at a later stage, there's Reb Zeira. So we'll see in Lashonis Rishonim like that momentarily. Good? Okay. In the Chidush Eran, he writes along the lines of Tavid Rebbeinu as well, Chiddush Rabbi Narasugya. Vintomar, more succinct than the Talmid Rabbeinu. The Kevan that the Kansa the Rebbe Motziyam Bidei Kol Sofek Lama Hichmiru Benos Yisrael Atzman Shafilu Roa Dam Tipa Kachardo Yosho Salashim Nakim. Rebbe sounds like took care of everything. So what's the Chumra Benos Yisrael adding over Rebbe? Yesh Lomar Kedei Shelo Yitu B'davar Shelif Amim Havizav Gedola V'tei Svura Shelo Rasa El Shnayim Kigon Sherasa Beis Re'ios V'echa Mehen Ben Hashmashos Lo Tisper El Shisha V'hein U'kedei Shelo Yavo Litos V'chayotze V'zeh Hishvu Midoseyen Shafilu V'dam Tipa Kachardol HaYoshua Shiv Nekim. So a little bit of a different twist than the Rabbeinu Yonah, but the same general idea that we're worried maybe she'll see Dam for 2 days, but one of them is Ben Hashmashos, and she won't realize that it's halachically 3 days, and she won't realize that she's a Zav Gedola, and she'll just be Soferes Shisha V'hein. So to avoid that problem, the minhag was, across the board, we treat every Re'ias Dam as Dam Ziva Gedola, as a Zav Gedola, even though that's still a step removed from the specific Chashash. The Chashash, the way the Ran expresses it, is you'll be seeing, you'll realize that it's 2 days of Dam, but you'll think that it's really 3 days of Gedola B'Nishmashos, and you'll get confused. But to avoid any kind of confusion, we level the playing field, total low plug, that even 1 day of Dam, we treat it as a Zav Gedola. So it's not as dramatic as the Rabbeinu Yonah, but a similar idea that we're just going to an extreme to avoid any potential miscalculation. Okay, the Rabban has similar to the Chidushei Haran as well. The Ravan, Simen Shin Yud Ches, I think it's most explicit there, so other Rishonim may assume this way as well, but the Ravan has a Lashon. Basar Rebbe Achniru Tfei, that after the Kuf of Rebbe were more Machmir, V'chein b'nos Yisrael bein talmidei chachamim bein neshei amei ha'aretz. So that sounds like the chumra of b'nos Yisrael was accepting takanas Rebbe l'am sheva sodos across the board. I mean, he didn't add any days the way it emerges according to Rabbeinu Yonah, but it expanded the acceptance of Takanas Rebbe. Takanas Rebbe originally was for the Am Sheva Sados. And then B'nos Yisrael were machmir to accept Takanas Rebbe even for Talmidei Chacham. But either way, the Rov Rishonim assume, not like what the Rabbeinu Yonah rejects, that Chardol is not reflective of a Shear. The Shach points this out as well, the beginning of Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Isha Shayat Sadam Im Kora, Bein Ba'onis Bein Baratzon Tumeya, Vuhusha Targish Bitsias, etc. We'll come back to all this. Vafila lo ras elatipa sam kachardol, Yosheva salav, Shiva Nikiyam. Says the Shachs of Katim Gimel, Kachardol huadin pachos, Kakas of Agar Vashem Sharidura, Bagoth Sharidura, Kakas of Akron and Pashidim. Chardol is not a minimum shear, It's any kolshu of dam, if it meets the other criterion for dam nida slash ziva, is problematic. The Sidrei Tara does entertain that maybe it is reflective of Shir. Sidrei Tara is one of the classic achronim on Hilchos Nida, printed in the end, the back of Shulchan Aruch. Sidrei Tara was a talmud of Shev Yaakov. Shev Yaakov was in Prague in the 1700s. Shev Yaakov and Shvus Yaakov were contemporaries. Sometimes you'll see in Piskei Shuva there are typos, and it says Shev Yaakov and Shvus Yaakov, or Shvus Yaakov and Shev Yaakov. They were contemporaries. They're both in Prague at different points. But the Sidrei Tara was a talmud of Shev Yaakov. He was a rav of Danzig in the 1700s. And Sidrei Tara is classic. There are many lengthy Sidrei Taras that require a lot of work. But the Sidrei Tara is classic. So the Sidrei Tara has a suggestion here in the beginning, Kuf Pei Gimel. Kuf Pei Gimel Sif Katan Dalid. Because the Shach that we just quoted, that Tibas Damka Kardol is not a minimum shear. He suggests that there may be maybe the Chorv of Abzeiro is the following. That he writes, Medina, Medina less than Kechardel is Tamei, if you know that it came in a Makor. But if you're Mesupuk, if you don't know whether it's Dam in a Makor, Medina, maybe you could be Mekel on Pachas Mikachardo, because it's not the Derech that such a minimal amount of Dam is going to come out Min HaMakor. But maybe the Chumrah of Reb Zeira is that no, we're not going to be told that Bikachardal, even if that's minute amount of dam, even less than that, you're not going to be told that it's min hastadim, and you have to assume that it's min hamakor. So the possibility that the chiddush of Chumrah Benos Yisrael isn't the shear, meaning we're working with the assumption that maybe Onus says the chiddush is on the shear, because it's pashut that there's no difference between more than shear chardo, less than a shear chardo. And the Sidrei Tara is a possibility, no, maybe the chiddush isn't the shear, that you would have thought that it's true that even less than kechardel is metame. That's only if you know it's min hamakor bevadai. But if you're mesupuk, so maybe you could be tole that it's min hastadim, that it's not min hamakor, if it's a shear chardel or less. And the Chumrah Benos Yisrael says that no, even if it's a shear chardel or less, you still have to be machmir. So the Sidrei Tara has that possibility. But other than that, most assume that chardal is not the shear is not what's driving. It's not what's driving Rebbe. Not what's driving Reb Zeira. Yeah. Okay.
What exactly is Reb Zeira's role in this? Is he just like relaying a fact that Benos Yisrael on their own belt at the Chumrah?
That's what it sounds like. But let's hold off on that for a couple moments and. And we'll see more. Yeah.
What
According to the Sifrei Torah, it's a little bit Iker Chazer Min HaSefer. Rav Zera doesn't say Tipus Dam Kecharda Lo Pachos. He says Tipus Dam Kecharda.
Yeah, and a Hanami. Yeah. Maskim. But the way he says it is, Charlo is reflective of the most minimal shear. So it means that or even less. But okay, enough of that. Okay. Now, so whatever the Chumrah B'Nos Yisrael is, either if you accept something along the lines of Rabbeinu Yonah or the Chiddush Eiran or the Ramban, that there was an expansion of Takanas Rabbi L'Anshei V'Sados, that Takanas Rabbi some was niskabel beyond the Anshei V'Sados, and Rav Zera added on maybe an extra day in certain situations, or if you assume, like the Ravan, that there are no added days, it's just broadening the application of Takanas Rabbi that was accepted more broadly by all of Klai Yisrael, not just by the Anshei V'Sados, but either way, that's a historical development that at one point in history you had Takanas Rabbi, and some point later, the Nos Yisrael Lechmiru al Atzma. There is a Tshuvas HaRaviyah, which is printed in the Sefer Zikara in form of Jalti. Rav Jalti was the Rav Yerushalayim two generations ago. So in the Sefer Zikara for Rav Jalti, beginning on page Reish Tes, there's a Tshuva of the Raviyah that quotes Rabbeinu Tam as reflecting that Chumrah B'Nos Yisrael was already in play b'mei Hatanoim. And where does that come from? So the Gemara has on Daf Yud Gimel Mibes and Shabbos, which we'll talk about more later in the year. The Gemara Yud Gimel Mibes and Shabbos, Tana Devei Eliyahu, Maisa B'Talmud Echad, Sheshana Harbe, Bekara Harbe, Veshimesh Talmud Chacham Harbe. So this is a certain young Talmud Chacham who had an excellent resume, all the credentials. And he died young. So his almana was very distraught. Why did he deserve this? And why did she deserve it? The lawyer other Matsir Dover, no one didn't answer. Pam Achas Nisarati Esla. So this is Tani Devei Elio, so reflecting Eliyahu Navi, perhaps. So, Pamachas Nisarafi Esla, Vahaisa Masicha Kol Osa Mu'ura. So, she was spilling out this whole story to the Tanit Velio. Yamarti Labiti, Bimei Nidusayef Mawetzlech. So, what was your relationship when you were Bimei Nida? Amlichas Vashalma, Filu Befetanel Lenagabi. You kept all the lachos. Bimei Libunayef Mawetzlech. And what about your Yamei Libun? So we ate together, we drank together, we slept together in the same bed, not more. So Yemei Libunayich, she wasn't careful about her chokos. Baruch HaMakim Shaharga. Says Tosus there, you give him a base in Shabbos, Rabbeinu Tam Piresh, what's the Yemei Libunayich, what's that reference? Shayu Ragilim Litbol Shtei Tfilos. That at a certain point in history, the minhag was that a woman going through the Torah process would go to the mikveh twice. Achas L'sol Shivil Riyasa, Shehi Tahora Midaraisa, Bach Tfila. So a woman would have two cheshbonos. She'd have the cheshbon of Yimei Nida min HaTorah, that she sees Dam on day one. If that's Dam Nida, then she goes to the mikvah Motzai day seven. So the woman would go to the mikvah after 7 days. The Achas L'Sof Yimei Libun. And then they went to the mikvah a second time, which is the time that we go, based on the cheshbonos of the Machmir, that maybe she's a Zava. So there was Yimei Nida Sayyaf, the woman would go to the mikvah at the end of day seven, as long as the dam stopped. And then she'd go to the mikvah at the end of Shiva Nikia, which was however many days later. And that's what the Gemara references as Yimei Libunayach. And this person was Mekel and Archokos between Tefillah 1 and Tefillah 2. Sometime. So says the Ravia that you see from this Rabbeinu Tam that they're already Nohe Chumra Benos Yisrael of Reb Zeira, or at least Takanus Rebbe and Shiva Sados, which may be the same thing, according to some. They were knowing that already, Bimei HaTanoi. Now, the way the Rabbi Yo says it is, you see from here, from this Rabbeinu Tam, that they were knowing the Chumra of Reb Zeira. You don't necessarily see that. All you necessarily see is that there are no way Takanas Rebbe L'am Sheva Sados, which may or may not be the same thing. But then the Ravia says, not such a Raya anyway, because there are Kama Maisim Derabbanan that you find Betano Devei Elio, V'Dov V'Tishkach. So there are later additions to Tana Devei Elio, so it's not necessarily proof that the Chumra Benos Yisrael was no way Bimei HaTanoi. And anyway, if all you see is that it was the Chumra of Rebbe, so that's not necessarily such an impressive Mar Makom anyway, because the Rebbe was Bimei HaTanoi. Rabbi Willig quotes a Meshech Chachma in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Kav Beis, on the Pasuk Vatem Lo Seitzu Ish Bipesach Beisel Ad Boker, that Bimos HaMashiach, we're not going to be knowing the Chumra Benos Yisrael anymore. Presumably he means we're not going to be knowing Takadus Rebbe anymore, because we have to know who's a real Nida and who's a real Zava. Zava Gedolah brings a Korba. So it's not going to work anymore just to be machmer in both directions and not know what your status is in the Torah, because the Zava Gedolah has to be able to bring a korban. So Rabbi Willig says, maybe that's the reason for the minug, that a woman goes to the mikvah for Tefillas Nashim, she says, Yiratzon, Shibana Beis HaMikdash, Meher V'Yameinu. So maybe that's the purpose of that tefillah, Yiratzon, Shibana Beis HaMikdash, and then our Torah process will be faster and shorter than our current Torah process. A woman will be Muteris L'Bayla for more days of the month, because then we're going to have to know who's a Nida and who's a Zava. Okay. So far, so good? There's a discussion as to whether the Chumra of Benos Yisrael, and possibly by extension, the Takan of Rebbe, if the Takan of Rebbe was originally only for the Anshe V'Sados and then was expanded to everyone, whether that was accepted as a halacha gemura or accepted as a minhag. So this is a famous piece in the Kuntres Shiurim of Gustamin, the last piece in Maseches Kedushin. If you haven't read the article biography of Gustamin that came out a few years ago, it's recommended by Nizman reading. So Rav Gustamin has this analysis in his Ketruz HaShirim. Before we get to the reason it's relevant, potentially, so we'll note the following. The Gemara in Brachos Lamed Aleph says that this is considered to be Halacha Psuka. So at first glance, Halacha Psuka would sound like it's a unequivocal and fully accepted halacha, it would be less likely that something which is only a chumrah, which is never accepted as a halacha gemura, would be the Gemara's example of a halacha psuka. So the Ritva writes in our sugya, the parak ein omdin manu la halacha psuka lamanu ki chachamim kiblu mehem kein v'asu asa takana upashad isurei b'chala olam. That this is a bottom up grassroots effort that was started by Benos Yisrael, but then it was concretized into a takana, upashad isurei b'chala olam, ve'en karach levatla v'lo lahakil bakwa. So even if it originated as a minog of Benos Yisrael, but it was accepted, it was nispashad b'chala olam, and you have no right to be makel. In the Erie as well, Chachamim kiblu takanasan v'yasu halacha kehalacha psuka. Now the Chachamim accepted this, even though it started as a grassroots effort, it was accepted, and it was concretized, it was canonized as a halacha psuka. And the Ramban, Perek Aleph Hilchos Nida Halacha Yutes, Aleph Yutes, Lefikach Asir La'adam Lahakel Ba Rosha La'olam, you have no license to be makel on this minhag. And that seems to be the mashmaos of Tosfos in Megillah as well. Tosfos in Megillah, Kavchas Amibayz, Dibur Maskil Dafilu. Kavchas Amibayz, Dibur Maskil Dafilu. Tosfos there tries to figure out what's the Ke'en D'Oraisa of Chumra D'Reb Zera, Chumra B'Nos Yisrael. What's the Ke'en D'Oraisa that a Tipas Dam Kechardol could require Shivnakiyim? Tos answers that the Ke'en D'Oraisa is a woman that is so Saras or Shivnakiyim. A woman's Zava Gedola. She counts one clean day, two clean days, three clean days, four clean days. On day five, she sees a speck of blood. So that sets her back to the beginning. That's so Saras, her count of Shivnakiyim. So that's the Ke'en D'Oraisa, says Tosos. You have a case, Minah Torah, where a single Re'iyah of a Mashu of blood is Mechayah Shivnakiyim. But the fact that Tosfos is asking for the Ke'en D'Oraisa sounds like this is a formal absolute takana. You don't ask for Ke'en, I mean, in Rosh Hashanah's view of the world for the Rav, you could ask for Ke'en D'Oraisa if I'm in Hagam also. But strictly speaking, if Tosfos is asking for the Ke'en D'Oraisa, it sounds like this is a more formal takana. The Rambam, however, is mashma that even when all the dust settles, it's still in the realm of minhag. Perek Yud Aleph, beginning of Lacha Gimel, Yud Aleph Yisirei Bi Lacha Gimel. Ubimei Chochmei HaGemara, Nistapei Kadaver Harbei, Ru'iyas Hadamim, Viniskal Kalu Avestos, Lefi Shelohaya Koach B'chol Anashim, Limnos Yimei Nida, Vimei Ziva. So that's the Takanas Rabbi. Sounds like in the Rambam's formulation that this was a across the board Takana Hachmir Chachamim, not only for the Amshe V'Sados. That's Takanas Rabbi that goes there that we treat every woman L'chumra as a Zav. And then Alacha Dalid. The Odech Miru Benos Yisrael Al Atzman Chumri Yisair Al Zeh V'Nagu Kula B'chol Mokom Sheyesh Yisrael Shekol Bas Yisrael Shero Adam Afilu Lo Rasa Ela Tipa Kachardo B'Vad U'Pasak Hadam Soferes La Shiva Yamim Nekiyim V'Afilu Rasa Be'ez Nidusa Bein Sherasa Yom Echad Or Shnayim Or Shiva Kula Or Yeser Mishayifso Kadam Soferes Shivnakiyim Kizava Gedola V'Toveles Bilel Shmini Afabishi Safik Zava Obiyom Shmini Mayasham Dochek Kamashamar Nevachakaftiyam Etasabayla. So those details we'll get to at the right time. So the Rambam, it sounds like the expansion of Korbanos Yisrael is you always require Shivnakiyim, which in Takanas Rebbe you don't. But the Rambam says is Nogu Kulam L'chol Makam Sheyesh Yisrael, etc. So Nogu Kulam sounds like it's still in the realm of Minhag. Baal Mor as well, in his Hasagos to the Bali Nefesh, Shara Tfila Sifkatan Aleph, the Hasagos Baal Mor, Shara Tfila Sifkatan Aleph, and Shar Sphere of Bidika Sifkatan Gemel, the Tfila Aleph Sphere of Bidika Gemel, Lashon of Baal Mor, and his Hasagos is Chumrahi, Hecha de Achmor Achmor, the Hecha de Lo Achmor Lo Achmor. So that's the question that the Rav Gusman raises. He quotes, he made famous the Tshuva of Galya Masechta. Galya Masechta was the Rav of Nevardik, Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, a couple of generations before the Aruch HaShulchan in Nevardik. So the relevance of this question is whether there are grounds to be mako on the Chumra Benos Yisrael / Takanas Revi in situations of what we refer to colloquially as orthodox infertility, of a woman who ovulates earlier in the cycle than most women, such that if you go through the regular Tara process, whereby a woman typically can't go to the mikvah before day 12, day 13, since her re'iyah, so that'll be past the window of ovulation where women could become pregnant. So this is much less relevant nowadays with all the types of medical interventions and hormonal treatments and medicines that can relatively easily shift the ovulation calendar. So this is more relevant a couple of generations ago. But in theory, the question was, are there grounds to dispense with the minhag of Reb Zeir ben Os Yisrael, the Makom Peruvu, where there's no way that a woman could, b'derech hateva, get pregnant based on her cycle if she keeps a Chumra ben Os Yisrael of Reb Zeir. So that was a question raised, and the possibility that the Galya Masechta has of the Mekel, general question as to if it is, if it's only B'Toras Minhag, so then, when do we say that a minhag is not binding if it goes against other halachas or other dinei Torah? So he talks about this in the context of Machlokas Rambam and Raivi by Shuman Agid by Korban Pesach. But Lemaisa, most of the poskim reject the suggestion of the Galya Masechta. Rav Avadia talks about this in Taras Abayis, beginning on page Kaf Ches in volume 1. Of Shlomo Zalman, Chelet Beis Min Chashlomo Simen Ayin Beis, Chelet Beis Simen Ayin Beis. So most of the later poskim reject this direction of the Galya Masechta. Yeah.
What
do
the Galya Masechta have to agree that Takanas Revi is a bona fide
Takana?
So
not necessarily, because if Takanas Revi is only Shit La'am Shemesados, and then like the Ravan, it was accepted by
Ravan
I'm sorry.
Ravan is a Dasi Yafa.
I don't know, because there are other Rishonim who don't say one way or another, or it could be, you don't necessarily, you may get the impression from some Rishonim that that's the case, meaning it's not the Ben Yonah, it's not the Ramban, it's not the Ran, but I don't know if the Ravan's a Das Yachid, you have to read all the Rishonim carefully and see, but you're right, if that's the case, then at best, you're marviach one day. If that's the case, they're only talking about it, and when some of the posts talk about it, you have to be careful because sometimes there's conflation of the two. And they're talking about, they formulated it as the Chumra of Benos Yisrael, but in reality, they mean Takanas Revi. But you're right that Takanas Chumra Benos Yisrael only adds one day, so we're only talking about, and Takanas Rebbe is dispassionate for everyone, so then we're only talking about shaving off one day, and the relative harvach of that is minimal. Correct.
Okay.
In the best case scenario, if you take the Ravan kind of approach, then maybe you're entertaining going back to the Ikar Din Torah of only requiring 7 days. Ramosh has a tshuva. Chelek Aleph Yerideya Simin Sadi Gimel. Chelek Aleph Simin Sadi Gimel. To the Rav of Canton, Ohio. It's where the Football Hall of Fame is. Okay. I don't think there's a shul left in Canton, Ohio. But. So the shaila that was asked was this: are there grounds to be makel b'makom peruvu? Hine yada yididi sheila zukvar hi ala parav yosem ishne shanim ukvar boi le yosem esrim. The more than 20 iterations of this shaila that came my way. The gam chosno boi leiza yosem ishanim lis yashim iseh. The gam etzor of henkin hayu sheilas elu. So at least 20 people have asked me the shaila, they asked for henkin the shaila. So it's hard to be makel. Afshin is chadish ato v'shanim elu shenogei azel l'kama nashim l'mitzvah rabin t'ruvu. Afshin yesh v'zeh ta'amim l'heter v'lechei l'maisa ein l'hater v'yira l'itchos adavar l'sho'ala. He has a little bit of an analysis of if something is only nesed rabbanon when you say chatei, and whose mitzvah peruvu is it. But bottom line, Rav Moshe says, "Atavim sheyesh li lo baru lasos ma'isam v'neish anu v'damim v'nisra nedaver b'za." If you come see me in person, we can talk off the record. So Rav Moshe seems to entertain the possibility that maybe there's one to be makel about, but he's not willing to put it in print or not willing to say bachreya. Rabbi Ezra Schwartz did tell me that his father had a charusa once many years ago who had the situation and asked Ramosha, and Ramosha had some kind of a kula to be makel just for Shiva Nakiyim, but Rabbi Schwartz's father didn't remember the details, and the person who asked the shayla is no longer b'chayim, so not really much to do with that. But Ramosha does sound like there may be what to entertain lukula. In practice, this is almost never relevant bismanenu, because relatively uninvasive medical interventions and simple medications can usually assist in recalibrating a woman's ovulation window to solve the problem that this would be meant to solve. So in practice, it's not really of relevance anymore. Along the lines, there's the tshuva of the Beis Avi, Rabbi Libus from the Bronx. Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Kav Ches. Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Kav Ches was asked a situation where a Bali Tshuva, and the wife is a little bit further along than the husband, and the husband's willing to go along with Taras HaMishpacha on a Daraisa level. And the husband would be willing to go along with being Poresh for 7 days, but he's not going to go for the 13 days. So can this woman, in good conscience, go with Nida Daraisa and abandon Chumra, the Takan of Rebbe, and the Chumra of the Nos Yisrael? Shuvah Beis Avi, Chela Gimel, Simen Kuf, Kaf Ches. This is bottom line. is he's not excited about Mimeko, but his bottom line is, for Takanas HaShavim, along the lines of the Mutav Sheyachol Basar Temutos argument of the Rambam by Nitan, so the he says that if the cheshbon is that the husband is bitalich, and in the future she'll be able to convince him to up his game and accept the derabbanas also, then he thinks it's reasonable if she has the right intention, and she thinks that she'll be able to be mashpia over him in time, it's reasonable to just go with the deraisa. But if that's not in the cards, and she doesn't think that she's going to convince him down the road, then better she should get divorced and not simply dispense with the Takanas Rebbe long term. That's Rabbi Libus's analysis of the situation. We should also note one more point about Reb Zeira. There's machlokas rishonim whether the kula of dam tohar bisman hazeh is subsumed under the chumrah of Reb Zeira. Meaning, the fact that we are not noheg dam tohar, mina tohara, if a woman sees dam after between day 7 and day 33 or day 14 and day 80 of between day 7 and day 40 and between day 14 and day 80 for zachar nekeva, mina tohara, that dam is dam tohar. But we're noheg that we treat that as dam tamei in practice. So the Rambam writes, Perakut Aleph Halacha Vav, the din zeh bimei ha-ga'onim nischadesh, v'heim gozru shelo yiyash sham dam tohar klal, shezeh shechmir al-afma b'mei chachmei gemara, eino ela b'ro adam shu tameh, sheyoshevas alav shim nekiyim, aval dam shetira b'mei tohar achar sfira tvila, ein lachash lo, she'ein yimei tohar ru'uyin lo l'nida v'lo l'ziva. The Shaman Yishev in Sarfat, Bo Limal Dam Tor, Kedina Gemara, Adayom, Achasvira, Tvila, Mitumas Yaled, Espizov, Vidaber Zet, Taloi, Bimina. So Rambam says that different Minhagim, different locations, whether Bo Limal Dam Tor. And the Ramban writes in Hilchos Nida Perik Zayin Alacha Kaf, Harei Advarim Kal Vachomer. In the Chmir Benos Yisrael al Atzma and Shafila Rovas Dam Tipa Kachar Dal Yoshev Shiv Nakiyim, the Rasa Lahotzi Atzma B'Takanas Bez and Shetei Shiv Shisha Vehu, Kedei Shetei Sviras Kul and Shave Kol Yemeim, the Lo Yavali Deitos, Kol Shekein Sheyelen Lachosh Shelotei Aisha Shofas and Mishameshes, Lefika Kol Rova Dam Tipa Kachar Dal Afila Vesalki Mei Toar Teisha Shiv Nakiyim, Kilu Rasa Kol Shetei. So the Ramban says that if we're so machmir, Reb Zeir Benos Yisrael, Tipas Dan Ricardo, that we level the playing field and require Shivan Akim across the board, then all the more so it should be machmir not to be Bo'ol Adam Toar, because people will get confused as to how is it that somehow, sometimes, you could be Boel where you're seeing Dam, and that's going to be a worse potential confusion, so that has to, so that's why we're Machmir on Dam Tor. So the Ramban, the Ritva also says that's an extension of Reb Zeira. The Rambam doesn't connect that, the Rambam just says that this was Nischadish Bimei Ha Gaonim. Okay, I guess we'll stop for today. Have you started the Arvashas?